Good day, listeners. Thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. The Knowlton Literary Festival officially kicks off today, with a local authors event being held at Broom Lake Books, serving as a warm-up to this year's festival. As a part of this year's festival, a journalism panel will be hosted for the first time. Taking place on October 14th, the journalism panel will see an introduction by Louise Penny, and it will be moderated by broadcasting journalist Wendy Mesley and feature authors and journalists Jackie McNish and Paul Wells. Together, Wendy, Jackie, and Paul will be discussing the end of journalism. CIDI had the chance to chat with Wendy all about the panel and why it's important to bring journalism to the forefront of conversation during this time. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Wendy, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with CIDI all about the Knowlton Literary Festival's upcoming journalism panel. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I'm actually really thrilled to be part of it. I live here part-time now, and I'm an old friend of Louise Penny's, and I love books and writing, obviously. So it's an honor. I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Yeah, so Wendy, as I mentioned, we're here today to talk about the journalism panel that's being put on here for our community this weekend by the Knowlton Literary Festival. And I had a chance to speak with organizers, but I also wanted to get the chance to speak with you to dive into the panel a little bit more and its topic of discussion. So I spoke with Jane, who is the president of the Literary Association, who mentioned that she approached you about the panel and that you hopped on board. So I just wanted to start off by asking you, Wendy, about why you think it's such a good idea to bring this panel here to our community.
Well, I think it's something that is in the back of everybody's mind these days. Like, what on earth is going on? Is it good? Is it bad? And I think there's different ways that you could argue that, depending on which age you are. And like, I grew up in the age of Watergate, and I thought that journalists were heroes, and now they're being portrayed as something other than heroes. So I guess it depends on your viewpoint, but I think everybody has one, and everybody, I think, still cares somewhat about journalism. They've either been formed by it, or they are informed by it, or they distrust it, but everybody's got a viewpoint.
And as Jane mentioned, the topic of discussion for the panel is the end of journalism, So I just wanted to ask why this was the topic of discussion chosen in particular for this panel.
Well, I think that's what everyone's talking about. There is very much, I guess, a discussion now, a debate now about, is it all fake news? Are we all just reading things that confirm our particular siloed behavior? Are we all polarized? So, yeah, I think that there is some of that, but there's also great things happening. Like, I grew up in an age where there were three TV stations, and I'm not even talking about Quebec, where people, you know, 40 years ago used to all read the same thing. We used to read all the same thing, too, and that's not the case anymore. And it's not just white people telling people what they're think anymore either. So there's lots of different ways of looking at this. And I think that the debate about is journalism dead, is it over, I think depends on your point of view. There's lots of terrible, terrible things happening, but there's lots of positive things happening too.
Yeah, that was actually a great leeway into my next question. My question for you was, what is critical to know about the state of journalism at this time? I didn't know if you wanted to perhaps highlight in more detail some challenges or issues or some positive things that are happening in the industry that some people might not be completely aware of and that might be contributing to the concerns surrounding journalism here.
Yeah, well, a thousand years ago, when I was 20 years old, I studied journalism at Ryerson. And back then, you know, Watergate was not a distant memory. And everyone sort of saw it as this great holy grail, and journalism was much vaunted and so on. And we were like anti-PR, anti-public relations. And now, Ryerson Journalism, which is sort of a university, teaches PR in the journalism school. And part of it is because they get dollars to do that, and part of it is because there's more jobs in PR than there are in journalism, which is another avenue I suppose we could go down. So I think the old mainstream journalism is, or the way that we saw journalism 30 years ago, is very different than what we're dealing with today. But I think that there are very many very different ways of looking at that. Part of it is bad, you know, that there are, like Mohawk University or Mohawk College, I guess, used to offer a journalism course. They don't anymore. There were a whole bunch of journalists, including Lisa LaFlamme, who was an anchor at CTV, who was let go recently. A whole bunch of journalists have been let go. A whole bunch of bureaus have been let go, have been closed, foreign bureaus. You've got the President of the United States talking about fake news, which is mostly news that he doesn't agree with, I would argue. And yet, you know, when I was growing up, everybody was watching the same channel, and it was all, there were all of these white dudes telling us what we should and should not believe. So it, I don't know, I think there's different ways of looking at it. There's certainly lots of reasons to be nervous, to be aware.
Yeah. And my next question, you know, for you was, what, from your perspective, what role does journalism play for our communities like ours? You know, it might seem like such a simple question, but we often take information, I guess I could say, for granted because it's so freely accessible to us now. So why is it important that we have quality local journalism initiatives here in our communities?
Well, I'm not an expert on local journalism, but I do think that it's important. I think all journalism is important. I think it's vastly important to have more than, well, young people, like my daughter, started off believing one thing, and now she's like, oh, I actually want to hear different points of view from people that I disagree with. I mean, she's thought that for a long time, but a lot of people do, and I'm just not sure that everybody gets their information the way that that they used to anymore. And there are lots of positives to that, but there's negatives too, because I think that we are somewhat polarized, and we do tend to follow influencers or follow social media or follow even mainstream sites that we agree with, whereas before there was probably an effort made to try and present news that provided a different point of view, and I'm not sure we're still getting that.
Yeah, it just provides a diversity of perspectives for people. Mm-hmm. And now let's get into the panel a little bit more. I know that it's coming up this weekend, so I just wanted to get a little bit more information out there for our listeners. What will take place exactly during this panel, and what sort of subjects, topics, issues will panelist, author, and journalist Jackie McNish and Paul Wells highlight exactly? I'm not sure if you can highlight the panel a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I have known, well, Paul Wells is younger than me, so he was, when I first met him, he was like what I would call a child reporter. So Jackie is my age, so therefore an adult. They've both written books, which makes them real writers, whereas, you know, I wrote a lot of news and I wrote some documentaries and whatever, but I never wrote a book, so I don't see myself as the same kind of writer as they are. Jackie, who's one of the panelists, Jackie McNish, she has written a number of books. The most famous these days is she wrote a book with a colleague a couple of years ago about BlackBerry, and it's just been made into a movie, and it's very kind of slapstick and very, very funny, whereas her book was more of a journalistic approach. Paul Wells, who I met when he was first working for the Montreal Gazette, he's based in Ottawa and has covered politics forever. Jackie's covered business forever, but they've both written books, and Paul's most recent book, even though it hasn't been marketed as such, is about the convoy and all the honking of the horns and so on, the I Love Canada or I Hate Trudeau convoy that was in Ottawa a year and a half ago. But I think they're both fairly bullish about where we are right now, that they see lots of positive developments as well as the negative ones that I've spoken of. And so we're going to talk to them about why journalism matters, whether or not it's dead, or whether it's just morphing. And I think that they probably have views on both of those. And then we're going to take questions from the audience. So like almost half of it will be questions from the audience to, I guess, the three of us, mostly to Jackie McNish and Paul Wells, but also to me, about whether people still care about journalism, about why it still matters and where are we.
And what are your hopes in terms of the outcome from the panel? What do you hope that people take away from this discussion between the three of you?
I think people will take away what they want to get, but I hope that Paul and Jackie, and I hope me to some extent, are able to provide some sort of window on what it's been like after 30, 40 years in the business. And I hope that we're people with a sense of humor and with a sense of reality about what's going on. I know that Jackie and I have kids born the same day, which is kind of weird, who are both 25 years old and really, really well informed, but in a very different way than we were. And so I'm hoping that it will be a way for people to hear from some people who've been inside the machine and who understand it in their own ways. I just hope that people feel like they've been well served. However that is, or what their conclusion is, I have no idea.
Those were all the questions that I had for you, Wendy, but please feel free to mention anything else about the panel or journalism that you would like to highlight or think would be important to highlight for our community.
Well, I think that people do want solutions, and I'm not sure that there is a solution. That's a question that I often get the question, who's the most famous person you ever interviewed? And I'm terrible at this, but I find that I get asked, who's your favorite interview and what's the solution to whatever the compelling problem is today? And I'm not sure there is a solution, but I think it's good for people to be able to ask questions and be informed and listen to some, you know, people who have been inside. So that's what I'm hoping will happen.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Wendy, for chatting with us a little bit about that. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, it's been lovely to chat with you, Taylor, and all the best. And I'm so happy to be part of the community here. It's amazing.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.